A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Pete Futek from College Football News with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Pete, Happy New Year. As always, a pleasure having you on the show. How you doing?
I apparently everyone wants to get me off the phone quick to find out, you know, why you're going to lose the Italian card. And, you know, look, I'm half Italian, but I'm not going to dive into which stereotype I can hazard a guess as opposed to you know, what would get you kicked out of my family where, you know, if you all of a sudden you said the Godfather is sort of boring or something like that. Or,
well, it's very interesting. I'll give it to you, Pete, because you're half. What's the other half, by the way?
Just a good half. No, the other half is Polish. Okay. Polish Italian.
Okay. You're like Henry Hill with Goodfellas.
Exactly.
A good half.
Yeah. So, but would you like to be involved? I can do it right now.
Well, obviously at this point we've come this far together.
Our relationship is at the point where we can do this,
Pete,
right
it's
now.
It's too late to turn back.
We're gonna be canceled, you know, together on this as we get yelled at by the Italian American community. But yes,
and this does play into you being on the show and the reason why with Georgia and TCU. So we were discussing TCU is the first Texas school to now play in a college football championship. This version
crazy.
Of it, we know that, right. So it's crazy. So then I said, because there's not a state in the United States that's more, this is who we are, Texas forever. I'm from Jersey, New York. Nick's from Ohio. There's some of that, no doubt. But Texas really prides themselves on the fact that it's Texas forever. So the question is, if you're University of Texas fan, an A&M fan, a Baylor fan, do you rally around the idea that...
No, you do not.
Okay.
First of all, yes.
So Texas forever is not really a thing when it comes to this.
No, because they hate you. The last thing, as is, if you to know Texas fan, there is... Texas forever is a thing. No question. I don't even know if it's a part of the United States. But to your point, if to know how these places roll, that no Texas A&M, Texas Tech, or especially Baylor, considering they're sort of close neighbors, mm-hmm. want to hear from that really annoying fan with the claw, with the weird, you know, seized up hand thing that they do, to have it be talked at them that they're in the national championship and their teams aren't. So, no, it goes to certain... It goes only so far. It's almost like saying, you know, the SEC, it just means more. Do you want Alabama to win the national championship if you're a Georgia fan? Hell no.
Okay, so here's where I'm going to lose my Italian card. Friday Night Lights was a better TV show than The Sopranos.
That's just an idiot card, because that's just not right.
Okay.
So it's, but yes, yeah, Sopranos is great. Greatest show of all time, and I will hear no, you know, Sopranos slander here. But it's, yes, but I'm with you on the fact that good show, great show, and Texas, yeah, I mean, there's something to that. And, you know, but to your point, I don't know exactly, like, you said the right thing right out of the gate. It is crazy that it's not Texas. You know, Texas has yet to be in the college football playoff. Texas A&M has yet to be in the college football playoff. Those are two programs that are bound by nothing. Nobody has more money than Texas. Nobody has more resources than both those two. No one's willing to pay for talent more than those two. And yet they can't get in. Little old TCU with the 10,000 people enrollment and this little Christian school and, you know, sitting out there in Fort Worth, they're getting in. They're the superpower now. Well, this is kind of a wacky, wild story that, you know, on a national basis, I don't know how much TCU resonates, but I gotta say, as a college football guy, I was kind of hoping for Michigan versus either Georgia or Ohio State, but we'll see what they can do at this point.
So, because the transfer portal is in place, and we still don't have a long history of it, if I would have told you at any point in your writing career, a school with 17 total fours and fives, four and five star players, is playing for the national championship, what would you have said? Because that's where we're at right now.
We all got a 55-3 coming our way pretty soon. First of all, it's a good thing. I thought they were going to get destroyed by Michigan. I still think if they played nine more times, Michigan wins that thing by 20. they got him on the right day. But what this does is it does kind of demystify the idea of that these teams can't put it together and maybe come up with something funky, because in the short history of the college football playoff, it's been chalk. You know, I mean, not just the playoff, but the conference championships have been about as chalky as it gets. There hasn't been like a Northwestern over Ohio State, you know, Big Ten championship to screw everything up. An upset becomes like, you know, Utah, you know, beating Oregon or something like that. There hasn't been anything massive. And the first thing that has gone against type so far has been TCU beating Michigan to get to the national championship. Toss that in with, I know everyone's opted out, but the Heisman winner was there. Toss that in with Tulane being able to come back and get by USC. And all of a sudden, you know, maybe this expanded college football playoff thing won't be this dumpster fire that everyone's worried about. Like, oh, great, we're going to have a first weekend where everyone, you know, yeah, Bama's going to beat whoever it plays, you know, by 60 or whatever. But there's going to be some upsets because we have not seen that. It's not like the NCAA basketball tournament where you can get hot from three for a game and, you know, Northern Directional State beats Duke. You got it. This is kind of crazy, but everything worked together right for TCU to not only get to the playoff and getting a little bit of luck along the way as well to at least get there. But now, okay, they got a puncher's chance to at least, you know, make this interesting, if not win it.
Pete Futek, College Football News, with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. So you think they have a puncher's chance, at least in this game? That's what everybody is saying about TCU.
Well, if the Georgia coaching staff hires everyone from Michigan to come down and run those play calls like they did, maybe. But I don't think so. I Michigan screwed that up. They should have been 21-3 up if they didn't get so cutesy to start the game and if they didn't try, you know, scoring 18 points on every downfield pass. And they just sort of messed it up. And even then, they still almost won it with everything going wrong for them. I would be shocked if Georgia isn't totally methodical. TCU will hang. You know, this Georgia defense is, you know better than I do, but Georgia defense doesn't seem like it's certainly not the defense of last year. Doesn't really matter. They'll give up some points. I like the over in this game. And, you know, TCU might be up for a little while in the first half, and I was going to be like, oh, wow, look at this. This is, you know, TCU could pull off the Cinderella stuff. And then just sort of methodically everything starts to click in for Georgia, and I just don't see how the TCU lines hold up in the second half. And, you know, the other comp I would guess I would throw to this is the first college football playoff national championship, where I was out there in the Rose Bowl when Oregon beat Florida State in the first semifinal. Mm-hmm. That was the most confident team you would ever see. That team was just pumped up. They were like, all right, we got this. They're angry. They had the best attitude. And they were just so there, and they went out and trucked Florida State. When they got to Arlington and the lights were on and it was for real, they were scared. That was a different – it's like, uh-oh, we're really here. And I actually – it's a name drop here. I remember talking to Urban Meyer about this, and he's like, yeah, we got this. And it was just like a completely different attitude. I kind of think that's going to be where Georgia's been there. They know what they're doing. And TCU gets there and like, hey, we're really here. And then reality kicks in hard somewhere between the third quarter of that game.
So does Sonny Dykes have to pull a Hoosiers and go out and tell them it's 100 yards, 54 across. It's
exactly.
First downs are still 10 yards, boys. Does he have to? I'm really asking, do you think he almost, well, I don't know the personality of his team other than I think they're better than people thought they were going to be. Do you think he has to try to shake whatever those bright light thing might be out of them?
Their starting 22 can hang, and that's, you know, they do have speed. They've got talent. And again, I do think they're going to score. What's going to be the problem is, are they going to get two pick sixes? No, you know, are they? I don't think you're going to see Georgia running a Philly special. And, you know, to keep going with the comps here, you know, I kind of equated what Michigan did to the 2010 Rose Bowl, where Wisconsin, you know, who led the nation in rushing. They had Monte Ball and John Clay and that whole group. And Brett Bielema didn't figure out until there was 8 minutes to go, hey, maybe we should try running. And by then it was too late. Same with Michigan. They kind of forgot that, oh, yeah, we have the best offensive line in the country. I don't think Georgia's going to make this mistake. I just think at some point talent comes up and talent rises up. And my line has been throughout this whole thing. So I actually thought Ohio State – either was going to win it or cover. There's 3.5 teams in college football with the exact same NFL talent level: Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, and the USC offense. Michigan doesn't have that NFL talent level. Ohio State did, and they made a run. TCU really doesn't have that NFL talent level, especially on the lines.
So we talked about something yesterday, because it's like one of those things as you're sitting on the air live and it hits you. Stetson Bennett could win 2 national titles as a quarterback. Throw in the rest of the factor of everybody knows the story by now. But he's not eligible for the College Football Hall of Fame.
He's not a consensus All-American. Yeah, like Joe Montana isn't. The College Football Hall of Fame is weird, by the way. I know it's in your city, and I will put my knowledge of college football history up there with anybody. And every year, all of a sudden, like Brian Bosworth or, you know, Marcus Allen or someone like that doesn't get in. And, Harris or something, some Oregon State punter from 1925 gets in. Like, I'm not exactly sure how this kind of all plays out.
You just insulted the Shucky Harris family, Pete. I'll have you know.
You know what? We go way back. You know, we've got a thing. We've been through this before. But you're right. It is crazy that thing works like that, and it's really bad for quarterbacks considering their criteria. But you're right. Look, I didn't have Stetson Bennett on my Heisman ballot, but I argued that there you could make a case. You know, you could, considering not just best player on best team kind of thing, but look, he pulled their butts out of the fire against Missouri. He took out Oregon right away in the first 8 minutes with a flawless set of drives that he put together. They don't have the superstar, sure thing, next level wide receiver. They got a great, a bunch of great passing tight end, pass catching tight ends, a great line to work behind. But I give him credit. That is a drive for the ages against Ohio State. That is as good and epic as you will ever see in the history of college football in that situation, what he did to march that team down. And that's twice. You know, he did it in the national championship. He stunk all game, probably should have been pulled at some point for JT Daniels. And what does he do? Comes out, hits two big throws, national championship. So give the guy credit at this point. That guy knows how to play in these games.
Did you just story top us? Do you actually really have a Heisman vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I bring up something to you, because you're the person? We've been talking about this forever. You do realize, and maybe this is going to be your thing once this game is over on Monday, you can't vote for the Heisman and make it a TV show in early December anymore. There's too much football left to be played.
Don't start with me. I've lost this bet, and I've been yelled at by everybody. I don't. Even worse is the NFL, how Aaron Rodgers wins the NFL MVP and they get, you know, they politely turtle out in the first round. Where, okay, so he's not the MVP, and he's the MVP, but Cooper Kupp isn't, who actually did the stuff in the biggest games last year. It's like taking a test, a final exam, and not really doing the last 10 questions. Like, I am with you. We should be voting for this thing at the end. It doesn't necessarily mean that the guy who wins the national championship does it, but still, I voted for Reggie Bush over Vince Young. I would like to have some. I didn't vote for Devontae Smith. I sure as shoot would have. If I got a redo on this.
If Stetson Bennett played that game he played the other night, would he have been on your Heisman ballot?
Yeah. How does he not? I put him on over C.J. Stroud. He played a better game than C.J. Stroud in the biggest game of the year. He won. That game was the national championship for all intents and purposes. Again, TCU can make me look ridiculous, and they probably will, but that was the national championship, and that was the national championship drive that Stetson Bennett just pulled out of the fire for that Georgia team. So, yeah, I'd still probably put Caleb Williams because of the entire body of work. And yes, I do take the regular season into account. But yeah, absolutely. I would probably, I'd have a hard time not putting Stetson, if they win the national championship and he's pretty flawless, I'd have a hard time not putting Stetson Bennett 2 and Max Duggan 3.
So you agree on voting for the Heisman until after the Bowls, but you disagree,
God, yeah,
as a callback here, that's an industry term, on the Sopranos versus Friday Night Lights. Idiotic is what you called that comment. Without hesitation, Pete Futek.
Well, just between us, right? I've never seen Friday Night Lights. I'm sorry. I know.
Now you've opened another can of worms.
I know, and I'm a Connie Britton fan in every way possible.
But hold on. But did you say good show, maybe even a great show, without ever seeing it?
I saw one episode, and I know all the reviews. But yeah, I didn't get into it the first time I saw it, and it didn't hook me to begin.
Okay, would you like to pull back? Listen, I don't care if you disagree. I don't think it's really fair that you disagreed without seeing the show. But I don't think idiotic should have been the word that you used then.
I apologize.
With those conditions.
I'm Charles Barkley, and I was misquoted in my own autobiography. I'm misquoted in my own interview with you guys here. So I will say this. I apologize for being misquoted by myself.
No, there's one. I don't understand, as a man who covers college football and obviously has a love, and by the way, we just found out, a Heisman voter as well.
Yes.
How have you never watched Friday Night Lights?
I kind of find high school football creepy, but that takes away my football guy card. But that's, I don't know. First of all, I don't have time. I don't really watch TV.
Don't do that. Listen, do not turn into Adam Schefter or all these other guys who don't have time to shave.
I need something. If I'm not writing, I'm not making money. So, like, I need something in the background, like, you know, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives or something that I don't actually have to follow the plot on. But how about this? By the next time we talk, I will give an honest ride because I honestly hear that it's awesome. I gave it a try once and for whatever reason didn't dive in, but I do know that it is supposedly a very good show.
Little did you know, so, as you wrapped up this conversation, you were going to have a homework assignment.
I do. I will. And actually, come treadmill time, as I try to drop the football season 15, I will put that on the queue right after I get done with Better Call Saul. And
okay, I'm going to offer this up. Do you have to do combine stuff in your line of work?
I do.
Okay. Friday Night Lights is 1,000 times better than anything you're going
to
see at a combine.
Yeah, but he has
which
to.
Is all
yeah,
fake. But he has to do. But it's all fake football.
But he has to do that. It's his job.
Yeah, it's all fake football, and I'm 1,000% with you there. But people are not going to read my reviews on Friday Night Lights, even though they might. I might actually have to do that. Maybe that's what I do. Maybe it's my.
You've fallen a sword to open up the column article.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. I will watch it, and I will think it's the greatest show ever, and I will tweet something about it and be like, this show is great. And I will be like, yeah, no duh. Like, where were you? Like, that's happened to me before where I finally watched Breaking Bad like 10 years too late. And I'm like, this show is great. I'm like, in the world is like, So I'm a little behind the times on some of that stuff.
Well, listen, better late than never. Always enjoy the conversation. Pete Futek, we'll talk soon.
Anytime, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Pete.
Pete Futek with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line from College Football News.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.